Now, today we are talking about Azolla. It sounds like a magic trick, but it is a real green floating organic product. So now, to tell us how it works in the real Namibian diet, we have a local farmer, Tate John Walenga, on the line. Mr. Walenga, welcome to the show and good morning to you.
Good morning, Tate Mike, and thank you for having me on your program.
So, Tate Walenga, so for our listeners who have never heard of it, who have never heard of Azolla, so what is exactly Azolla?
Well, first, let me thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And also count you among the experts on Azolla because your introduction is just breathtaking. It's exactly what Azolla is, your introduction.
I need to know what I'm going to ask you, really. So I have to familiarize myself. What is this Azolla all about, you know?
No, I'm actually trying to say thank you for having done your homework on the product.
Yeah.
Normally you get people interviewing you, but they are just shooting in the dark.
Yeah.
I appreciate it because that will also help to keep me in check, eh?
Yeah,
for me not to exaggerate too much.
Definitely.
No, on your question, what is Azolla?
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's partly the way you have explained it.
Mm.
That yes, it's an aquatic fern, tiny one for that matter.
Yeah.
And yes, it grows on just floating on in a pond or a dam, or even in the normal water basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
It can grow anywhere.
Okay.
And the beauty of it is the fact that it doesn't require too much space for you to grow it.
Yeah.
It's like maybe. For what it's worth, let me give you how we bumped, the introduction on how we bumped into the product.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And how we got where we are. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. You can do that, definitely. Yeah.
I hope that you guys will not regard it as marketing, but we are talking about Azolla.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're looking at it as this is an innovation or new innovation a farmer came up with, you know. Yeah, not something that
you
yourself.
Much.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Mm.
Thank you very much. No, what happened some 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Those of your listeners and followers, they probably know that I'm involved into poultry production, producing eggs and. Some chicken meat also.
Mm.
The truth is we were hit very much with the higher cost of feed.
Feed. Mm.
As you know that a chicken is one animal which does not stop eating.
Yeah.
The more it eats, the more productive she is. That's the nature of a chicken.
Yeah.
That's why if you have feed in your feed trays.
Yeah.
Or water in your feed trays 24/7. The chicken is not going to sleep.
Mm.
They will eat and drink 24/7 and they will develop heart conditions.
Yeah.
And eventually they die. That's why you have to switch off the lights at some point so that they can sleep.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you cannot deny them feed at all. They will not be productive. That's what we discovered in our 9 years journey of chicken and egg production.
Yeah.
So the feed in Namibia, unfortunately, there is a monopoly. I'm not going to mention the name of the company.
Mm.
Not in our interest because we are talking about Azolla.
Mm.
And yes, in a big way, you also, as we are looking for alternative supply of feed, nowadays we get feed also coming from Zambia. We get feed coming from Botswana.
Mm.
We get feed in a big way also coming from South Africa, as you indicated in your introduction.
Yeah.
Now the question is, what is a feed? A feed is just a concoction of some ingredients that nature has provided.
Yeah.
And some of this feed we are buying in the shops, unfortunately, they are not organic. What they do, they mix it with expensive synthetic inputs.
Yeah.
Hence, they justify the cost.
The cost. Mm.
The higher cost of feed, because through or to their credit, most of those synthetic inputs, they export them from as far as China, Ukraine, and Russia.
Yeah.
The reason why feed went up for the past 5 years, almost triple, is because of the war in Ukraine.
Yeah. And given now that there's a war in the Middle East, that's even make it worse. Mm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So we were forced to research on this product, on alternative feed, basically.
Mm.
That's what we were researching at the farm. And then we bumped into this product called Azolla.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what is this? Then we managed to get 250 grams. That's what we acquired first.
Yeah.
Where we got it from, whether we import it or where it comes from, that's not the issue, my listeners.
Mm.
We acquired 250 grams. And we followed the instruction on how to plant it.
Yeah. Mm.
So we managed to bring it on the farm, and we followed the instruction how to plant it. And the planting is very simple. It's no complications involved.
Yeah.
If you follow the instruction. All what we did, we dug a pond of 2 by 5 meter.
Mm.
2 by 5 meter. The depth was 90 centimeters, the depth.
90 centimeter?
90 centimeters. It's only that. You don't need higher depth, by the way.
Mm.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, when I say simple, it's truly simple.
Yeah.
And then what we did after that, you see this line thing you put on top of the foundation when you are building?
Yeah.
The black plastic. That black plastic is what you get, and you put in the pond to cover the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And we put stones on top. Why do you do that? So that the water cannot go deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have to capture the water.
Mm.
And after that, you put in a little bit of sand at the bottom of the plastic. That time we used, I think, two hands. It's, you can say, maybe 1 liter of sand and 1 liter of fertilizer. And in this case, we used cow dung.
Mm.
You put the, you throw it in. Obviously, it goes at the bottom. Now, the next thing you do is to pour in the Azolla.
Yeah.
And from the 250 gram we planted 3 years ago in that manner, today we have about, not ponds even, a dam, which is 1 by 4 kilometers full of Azolla. It came from that 250 gram.
Yeah.
And since, okay, sorry.
No, just go on. You go on, yeah. Mm.
Since then, for the past 3 years, we have reduced our feed cost by 40%.
40%?
Understand this. Azolla is not a feed to replace foraging, for example.
Yeah.
It's to supplement your feed. So if you allow your cattle and goats, donkeys, sheep to go and forage, it's okay. But you need to supplement it, the feed.
Yeah.
Like us human beings, we eat a variety of diet. The same principle is applicable to your animals.
Yeah.
And the key ingredients to animal growth is a protein-oriented feed. And yeah. Azolla is from 20% and up to 42% crude protein rich.
Yeah.
It has many other minerals.
Yeah.
But protein is the key one, which is highly required for animal production.
Mm-hmm.
We have since seen an improvement in production of up to 20%.
Yeah.
Improve in production, what does it mean? If in a year we were producing, if let's say you have 10 cows,
mm-hmm.
if we were getting 11 out of 20 cows per year,
yeah.
we are now getting almost 100%.
Wow.
Because of crude protein. Where does it come from? From Azolla. Because we are giving it as a supplement.
Yeah.
And what we have discovered ourselves, it's always best to give them Azolla, to give your animals Azolla in the morning before they go and forage. That is now on animals.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I can guarantee you is this. On the let me talk about, that is the animals.
Yeah.
That is what is called ruminant feed.
Yeah.
It's for the animals, for the big ones. Then you come to chicken. The chicken is anytime you can actually give them Azolla.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Of the day. However, what I can warn you on is this. If you don't have enough Azolla and you feed them once,
yeah.
the animal, they register the time. They get certain things.
So,
if you miss that time to give them Azolla, they will refuse to eat anything else.
So you need to have it all the time, you know?
You need to have it all the time on your farm.
Mm. So is it something that really that animal get to love and
they would it so much and what we are saying now, what I'm saying now, I'm not selling or promoting drinks. It's something that we have experienced on the farm.
Yeah. Huh? Now when it comes, Namibia is a very it's a dry country and I guess it requires a lot of water. So how much water does it really need to survive?
Okay, thank you for that question.
Yeah.
The water we are talking about when you pour in water in the pond, remember it's only 90 centimeters.
Yeah.
You only make sure that the water in the pond is up to 70 centimeters.
Yeah.
And what you do, you only top it up on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Only once in a week you top it up so that it cannot go too lower.
Yeah.
In order for the, because you need to create space between the ingredients, which is the cow dung, which is the fertilizer, and the Azolla itself, so that the stems of the Azolla does not go too closer. Source.
Mm-hmm.
It has to float. That's why it has to float.
To float, yeah, yeah.
Now, the question is, how much does it grow?
Yeah, and that's the other, in terms of growth as well, you mentioned earlier that it's grow fast. How fast are we talking about as well? Yeah.
Thank you for that question.
Mm.
What we are talking about here is, it grows by, within 48 hours,
mm-hmm.
double in mass within 48 hours.
Wow.
Double
yeah.
in mass.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no any other feed or animal feed that you can get in the world that is cheaper and fast growing like Azolla.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the closest product or plant to Azolla?
Mm.
The closest to Azolla in terms of ingredients it only competes slightly with soybean.
Uh-huh.
All the feed we are buying here in the shops here, the main ingredient in that feed is soybean and maize.
Yeah.
And many other synthetic ingredients.
Yeah.
Now, soybean, as you know, in Namibia, we don't produce soybean at all.
Yeah.
Hence, the price of feed is expensive because soybean, we only get it from Asia and Europe.
Yeah, and Brazil as well.
You can imagine now with the war in the Middle East, the impact of cost is unimaginable.
Yeah.
So, if you want to mix your feed to be your own feed, you can also do it using Azolla. Now, this Azolla is not only good for feed animal as a supplement.
Mm.
It also improves, soil condition.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you can use it as fertilizer. Why a fertilizer? Because naturally, how it grows itself, it feeds from the cow dung, the fertilizer you have put at the bottom, and also pulls nitrogen directly from the sun.
Yeah.
Now, nitrogen is what you need the most to improve your soil condition.
Yeah.
Hence, that's an organic fertilizer on its own. But the key thing for a farmer, it replaces and it cuts your feed bills by 40%. In our experience, that's what we have experienced so far.
Yeah. And also, I think earlier on you mentioned nutrition. And how does the nutrition of Azolla actually, when you compare now to the standard feed we buy in the shop now, do you see that difference really?
No, the difference is huge.
Yeah.
I'm saying number one, this is right in your pond from your farm.
Yeah.
You just go in there and scoop and give it directly to the animal.
To animal. Mm.
Yeah. So it's organic. It's inexpensive.
Yeah.
The second thing, there is no any other synthetic input. It's organic. I'm emphasizing on the organic aspect of it because that's what you need.
Yeah.
Because that also improves, it gives a different taste to the meat you are producing because it's natural.
Yeah.
Remember the reason why our beef, Namibian beef, is in higher demand elsewhere in the world. Is because of what? It's because we grow them organically, naturally.
Yeah.
So, in order for your animal to grow naturally also, it goes without saying that you must give it natural feed.
Yeah.
Now, this is not about Walenga has research on the product. It's about you and I to protect our wealth.
Mm. Mm.
The problem with us is, I hate to use color, but in this case, I'm forced to.
Yeah.
The problem with us black Namibians, we don't regard and treasure our animals as an investment.
Yeah.
You must look after your investment and make sure that it's in a healthy condition that you can sell it anytime you are in need of funding for one reason or another. Because the reason why we keep animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for the animals to be able to help us whenever we find ourselves in a challenging situation financially.
Yeah.
Either slaughter it and start selling meat or sell it.
Mm.
So it must always be in a healthy condition because what is happening normally from June to the next rainy season.
Yeah.
Our animals in our villages, you can't sell them. Because they are what? Mm. They are nanga.
Yeah, exactly. So
it also adds weight. Remember, protein is about strength.
Yeah.
So it also stabilizes the weight of your animal, Azolla.
Is it also something that, okay, maybe I'm asking from also, you know, this is a new thing. Can it be also harvested and installed somehow, or it should be just fresh on the pond all the time?
No, it can. Thank you for that question. There is nothing like a stupid question, as they say.
Yeah.
Ask them. Where I can, I will be able to answer maybe.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful question. That's now another angle for Azolla.
Yeah.
You can actually preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You harvest it, yeah? Dry it.
Yeah.
First you harvest and wash it.
Yeah.
After washing it, you sun dry it just in the sun.
Yeah.
On a net or anything. Dry it, bag it.
Yeah.
You preserve it, and it can be preserved for 3 years without any problem.
Yeah.
Now, somebody was asking, can I use Azolla the same as Lucerne, for example?
Yeah.
Or other supplements?
Yeah.
By all means, it's a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly for that purpose. But the only difference here is you are not comparing an apple to an apple.
Yeah.
There is no any other food supplement in the market, in the world, highly nutritious than Azolla.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one which is close, okay, sorry.
And you also mentioned, you know, in terms of how it make a difference in terms of the milk and the meat. Maybe just a little bit of emphasis on there.
Those who are in milk production, for example,
yeah,
it improves your production to anything up to 20%, 30% actually, the milk production in your animals.
Yeah.
And improves the meat quality of your animals.
Yeah.
By anything up to 30% because of the protein content.
Yeah.
So there is nothing, I'm emphasizing on that, comparable to Azolla in the world, not in Namibia, in the world. That's why Azolla is regarded as black gold in other societies.
So now, for a farmer listening now, right now, who is probably struggling with a feed cost, is this, and I'm asking you definitely it is doable, and I'm asking, is this doable by anybody? By any farm, even on a small scale, farmers on a small scale.
In fact, it's primarily for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's doable. It can be done by anybody, anytime.
Yeah.
Because your input are almost next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Your input is, as I explained at the beginning, that you only dug a pond, 2 by 5 meters. That's what I did. Dug it 2 by 5 meters.
Yeah.
And then the depth is 90 centimeters down.
Mm.
You buy that black plastic we use for foundation when you are building.
Yeah.
You put it on top and cover it nicely.
Yeah.
You put in sand, 1 liter of sand, and 1 liter cow dung.
Yeah.
And put in water. Water you can put in up to 70 centimeters.
Mm.
And you throw in your Azolla. The only thing Azolla doesn't like is too much exposure to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do, if you want to have immediate impact, you just buy this inexpensive net,
yeah,
and you cover it on top.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to cover it on the side, but if you cover it on the side, you are likely to get your result immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Say within 1 day, it will already start multiplying.
So maybe just explain what is the biggest mistake a beginner will make when actually trying to grow azolla?
The mistake one could make is to put in a lot of cow dung fertilizer.
Yeah,
it can kill it immediately. It will turn reddish.
Yeah.
And it will die. It will not grow if you put in too much fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there is hardly anything that I can think of.
Yeah.
The only disadvantage that you can have is when you start feeding your animals, is also if you make it your only feed.
Yeah.
Because it's not supposed to. Yeah. It's a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you also mentioned fertilizer. Do you need any special mechanic, chemicals or fertilizer to keep your pond healthy?
Not at all.
Mm.
That's why it's organic. Those are the only two ingredients, sand and fertilizer and cow dung.
Mm-hmm.
Why cow dung is natural is because of the intake, because it's forage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Junk in, junk out.
All right. So the other things, people always worried about, you know, in invasive plants that you're getting from somewhere else. Is azolla safe for our environment anyway in Namibia?
Azolla is very much safe. It has been proven that it's safe as we speak.
Yeah.
We have placed it in front of the Ministry of Agriculture. In order for them to approve it as a feed in Namibia. It's something that we have proven it to ourselves, and we are satisfied that it can be rolled out anywhere in Namibia.
Mm.
Yes, during winter now, it grows slowly, like too much exposure to the cold.
Yeah.
But it will grow. But during summertime, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. So it grows much faster.
To the environment.
So it grows much faster in summer rather than in winter?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not harmful at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about whether it's harmful to human or not.
Yeah.
But it's not harmful to human.
Okay.
But I'm not saying consume it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not harmful.
Yeah. All right. We will come back in a short while. We just for a second, quickly. Just hold on.
Okay.
Imbayarire ombanei epetlaweka kwa ombu nikire ombe ombi hukusha. Njiviro yoye irire ombupu ohatane na wina ikare no mafa kumurungu wa indu. Walirongere kusha umune ondengu okuura kwe imba. Una ovyune vya peke kwa ulondola mirongo vitatu na hambu umwe mumwezi. Koo, pwika ovingi no kukara norupa mondando ya peke yukia nja oshimariva. Olo peresente dano kumyeze vitatu moshimariva. Olo peresente umurongo kumyeze hambu umwe moshimariva. Olo peresente umirongo ivari na dano. Pamiyede ya mulongwa na vivari moshimarifu. Itooro rela ondengu, jima yu ungura na wakove na wina onyano kife. Ashiesho imba ye kupe oshimariva shishihina omarifiro. Imba o maoronga neno uye kuhaka enina. Itako na wina rishangita jinon.
All right, welcome back. I'm talking to Tate Warenga. And if a listener actually want to start a small bucket of azolla tomorrow, where do they get it?
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
That's indeed a good question.
Mm.
We are the prime supplier of azolla in Namibia now. I don't know if there are any other players, but for now I can safely say we are the only suppliers in Namibia.
Yeah.
And we are selling a 50 gram.
Yeah.
You only pay $500 for a 50 gram.
Mm-hmm.
And we can courier anywhere in Namibia. They can, the question maybe is, where are you? Yes, our farm is in Ondangwa.
Yeah.
But you can call me anytime. I will be able to organize. If you pay, I will be able to organize to courier it to you, wherever you are in Namibia.
Yeah.
That's if you are starting with 500.
Mm.
Now, there are some people, and we have already done it to, I think, five farmers who are big.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted bigger ponds.
Yeah.
And you just multiply the size of your ponds by 500 grams.
Yeah.
We'll be able together to advise each other as to how many grams of azolla you would need, depending on your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, depending on how big of a pond you want to come up with.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And if someone is interested and want to come and see how it works, are you open to visitors?
We are very much open to visitors, but you see, with farming also, as much as we are open to visitors, it's something you cannot do every day.
Yeah,
where you have people coming in every day just to come and see.
Mm.
So we are working on an open day that we want to, we're looking at next Saturday, but we want people to register.
Mm-hmm.
How do you register? You register by calling me.
Okay.
And my number, can I say my number?
Yeah, you can say it. I can say it, yeah.
Okay. Mm. My number is 0811-273622. 0811-273622. We also have a WhatsApp page called Azolla Namibia.
Mm.
Yeah. We also have a Facebook page called Azolla Namibia. Otherwise, I can send you information anytime on your WhatsApp, wherever.
Mm.
We believe in spreading information. Yes, somebody was saying, but why are you selling this information? You are supposed to make a killing out of that. No, it's not about me.
Yeah.
It's about our community. We are paying too much money for nothing.
Yeah.
For some of this feed.
Mm.
If we can cut it, it's better and good for our animal health in Namibia. It should not be an exclusive club.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't believe also in competition, that I don't believe that there is competition in farming. No.
Yeah.
You get Azolla to produce many other products. I am producing products, feeding the very same market in a different way.
Yeah.
So I don't believe in that type of competition where you become selfish. No, I'm not programmed like that.
Yeah. Now, talking about the health of our animals, looking ahead, what is your big dream of Azolla in this country?
Well, my dream is for every household.
Hmm.
Every household to have a pond of Azolla.
Mm-hmm.
For as long as you have your 3 goats, your 5 chicken, and your donkey, which you make use of as a transport.
Yeah.
Any type of animal that you have in your house, ideally, all of us must have Azolla, so that we can be able just to scoop from the pond and directly you feed your animals. That's my dream. And for every farmer to have a pond big enough to feed your animals also. In that way, you cut cost on the feed, and the cost and the saving you are making from the feed, you will be able to plow it back into your farm, probably grow it bigger by buying more animals or properly fence off your farm. And the benefits are endless when you cut your cost. All of a sudden, you will also be able to pay for university for your kids.
Yeah.
And education, let's just say to pay for education, it doesn't matter whether it's primary or tertiary.
Yeah. And in general,
you know, our government has done a great job to,
yeah,
now universities are free, but if you send to South Africa or anywhere in the world,
yeah,
you will pay.
Mm. So now in general, you know, where do you see, because feed in Namibia, it's very costly. So where do you see the future of livestock feeding in Namibia really heading?
Okay. Thank you for that question. Let's look at it this way. Those of us who are in the communal area, especially in the north.
Yeah.
And I've seen everywhere else it's like that. I have friends who are in Omaheke region or Chovanjupa, and the story is the same. That yes, we have received good rains this year. Yeah?
Yeah.
However, for some reason, the rain was not good enough for us to have enough grass.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. I don't know if you have experienced it. I've seen it with my own eyes in Mangeti area.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
Mm.
It means our cattle are going to die.
Yeah.
We are facing a dry spell. And the impact of the dry spell is directly on the animals.
Yeah.
And once the animals die, it will take probably 10 years in order for us to recover as a country. I'm saying, let us regard those cattle we have as an investment. As a country, we are going to take longer to recover if they die now. However, if you give it a supplement, if you were to lose 10, God forbid, maybe you can only lose 1 or 2 or nothing at all.
Yeah.
Because there is enough supplement for your cattle. Oshikuwa moshidi. Mara. Opongobe ikapitea deko shiko wita ibu waro kujo shiko shwa shike.
Yeah.
That's why we are
here.
But now there is no grass to forage on. Hence, we are saying, let's try to feed them with Azora.
And earlier on, you spoke about that we can actually harvest and store that as well, you know?
And store it as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah. So, Tata Walenga, if there is one thing, I think for me, you define innovation. For me, you really define innovations. I really would like to thank you for coming on the show this morning. This has been really truly eye open. I would like to give callers also a chance to come through and see what they have to say. You know, it sounds like Azolla is not just a plant, but a real tool for survival and success of our farmers. So thank you so much for coming in and sharing your experience and showing us that there are always a new way to adapt and thrive.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
This is a floating revolution called Azolla. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Tate.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.